In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today is the seventh day of the blessed month of Tahut. May God begin in the goodness and renew it, for in peace and tranquility were our sin and iniquity are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, my Father, and my brethren, Amen. On this day of the year 171 AM, 454 AD, the Blessed Father sent his course to the 25th Pope of Alexandria departed. He was born in Alexandria and was educated in its theological school. When he displayed brilliancy in his studies, St. Cyril I, 24th Patriarch, admired him and appointed him as his private secretary. This great position did not preoccupy the saint from studying and reading, but was always searching in the works of the fathers. This father was enthroned on the throne of St. Mark on the 2nd of Misra, the year 160 AM. As a successor to Pope Cyril I, the pillar of the faith, peace and tranquility prevailed in the church during the first 5 years and his papacy. During the reign of the Orthodox Emperor Theodosius II, Pope Discorus presided over the Second Council of Ephesus in August of 449 AD. After the council had heard each confession orally and in writing and his declaration of the Orthodox faith of Saints Athanasius and Cyril, and that the abandoned what he had claimed before that he God had absorbed the manhood of Christ, and after he had declared his repentance and his faith in Jesus Christ, one nature out of two natures, the council accepted his repentance and restored him back to his clerical post and his monastery. The council also condemned and deposed Flavian, Patriarch of the Constantinople, along with six other bishops, for their Nestorian belief, which states that the Lord Christ has two natures after the union. Flavian united with Leo, Bishop of Rome, against Discorus, and Discorus convened a council in Alexandria, in which he deposed Leo, Bishop of Rome, for adhering to the Nestorian ideology of Flavian. Emperor Theodosius died in the year 450 AD, and Marcian reigned after him, who had married Policaria, Theodosius II's sister. Marcian inclined to believe in the ideology of Nestor. Policaria was known by her craftiness and deception, that feared the influence and power of Pope Discorus and worked on weakening his position. Leo, Bishop of Rome, took the opportunity of the reign of the Marcian over Constantinople and sent him a letter complaining in it what Discorus who disposed him and asked to convene a council to discuss the faith of the church again. Emperor Marcian was directed by his wife Bulgaria to reply by agreeing to convene the council. He convened a preliminary council in the imperial palace in Constantinople, which was attended by the Pope Discorus. They tried to persuade Discorus to agree on the tomb of Leo, which confirmed the two natures and the two wills of Christ after the union. Pope Discorus refuted this with courage, saying, "We should not add to the faith of the fathers or take away from it, that Christ, as our Father taught us, is one in nature, in essence, and will." Quoting Pope Cyril, he said, "The hypostatic union of the Word of God with the flesh is like the union of the soul with the body, and like the union of fire and iron, even as they are of two different natures, by their union they became one." As a result, the evil Empress Policaria assaulted him, extended her hand, and smitten him violently. Then the men of the palace attacked and beaten him until they uprooted two of his teeth and blocked the hair of his beard. St. Discorus remained calm, with saying, "For your sake we are killed all day long." He took the fallen teeth and the hair and sent them to his flock in Alexandria with a message said in it, "This is the outcome of my struggle of the sake of faith." Later on, the council was convened by the order of Emperor Marcian in the city of Chalcedon, which is nearby Constantinople, in the year of 451 AD. They used intimidation and pressure against Discorus and the Coptic bishops. During the first session of the council, it was proved the soundness of Pope Discorus' stand. They closed the session for the council to reconvene in 5 days. Nevertheless, 3 days later, a session was convened with was attended by the representative of the Bishop of Rome and some of bishops that in agreement with him. They prevented Zendiscorus from attending the session by placing guards around the place of his residence, and also the representatives of the emperor and the judges did not attend. During this session, they approved Leo's faith in the two natures and the two wills of the Lord Christ, and deposed Discorus in abstinence. Pope Discorus asked for the resolution of the council after he read it before his bishops. They found it contradictory to the Orthodox faith. He wrote at its foot that he excommunicated this dictarian and everyone who believed in it, then returning it to them. When they saw the excommunication written on it, they became angry and sent it to Emperor Marcian. He was enraged and wanted to kill Discorus, but when he realized the danger of doing that, he changed his mind of slaying Discorus and decided instead to exile him to the island of Gegra. He stayed there for 5 years teaching and healing people until he departed to the heavenly glory in the year 454 AD. The church gave him the title the champion of orthodoxy. The blessing of his prayer be with us all. Amen. On this day also of the year 1200 AM, the Pope Ioannis, the 93rd Pope of Alexandria, departed. His father was born in the city of Nicata, province of Enna. His parents raised him in a true Christian upbringing. When he grew, he longed for the monastic life. He went to the monastery of the Virgin, which is known of Deir al-Muharra. Where he became a monk, he grew in virtue and asceticism. So they ordained him a priest. When the papal throne became vacant after the departure of Pope Michael IV, the bishop and the people chose this father. They consecrated him a patriarch by the name of Ioannis on the 23rd of Baramuda, the year of 1196 AM. When he was enthroned, he shepherded the Christian people with the best of care. He remained on the throne of 3 years and 4 months, teaching and interpreting the Holy Scriptures in uprightness. When he finished his and over, departed in peace and was buried in the church of the Virgin Babylon, Old Cairo. The blessing of his prayer be with us all. Amen. And on this day also, Saint Rebecca, Qudisa Rif'a, and her 5 children, Saint Agathon, Peter, John, Amun, and child Amuna, were martyred during the reign of the Emperor Diocletian, the year of 335 AD. They were from Camulla district of Cus, when they heard that the Emperor Diocletian had ordered to persecute the Christians and to close the church, they stood up all night in prayers. They entreated the Lord Christ to have mercy on his people and to lift up all evil away from them. While they were praying, the angel of the Lord appeared to them to announce to them that they will receive the crown of martyrdom in the name of the Lord Christ. The saint rejoiced at this vision, and they rose up early and gave all their possessions to the poor and released all their servants. They came to the city of Cusa and confessed their faith in Christ before Dionysius, the governor. He tortured them severely, starting with their mother, who bore the torture patiently and with joy. And then he tortured her 5 children. She strengthened her children and encouraged them to endure their tortures. When he was weary of torturing them, he was advised by those around him to send them to Alexandria so that they might not lead other people in their city astray, for they were loved by everyone. Because of them, many confessed their faith in the Lord Christ and received the crown of martyrdom. When they brought the saints before Arminius, the governor of Alexandria, who was in the city called Chobra, nearby the city of Damanhur, and learned about their story, he ordered them severely by the Himbazine. Then he cast them in a cauldron filled with boiling oil. Through all these tortures, the Lord Christ strengthened them and raised them all. The governor of all and all his people became weary, so he ordered to behead them with a sword and to have their bodies thrown in the sea. They cut their heads off, and they received the crown of martyrdom. They placed their bodies in a boat to cast them in the sea. The Lord sent forth his angel to a rich man from Nakarha, which is a village nearby the man, who told him about the saints and commanded him to take their bodies. The man was exceedingly glad. He became to where the bodies were, gave the soldiers much silver, and took the holy bodies, and he laid them in the church. God manifested from their relics many signs and wonders. When the village of Nakarba by time was ruined, they relocated the bodies to another town called D. When it was also ruined, a monk moved the bodies from there to the city of Sumbat, where there is now a church known as El Sitrifa, and her five children. Many visit this church every year to receive their blessings. The bodies of these saints are still in this church till the present time. The blessing of their prayers be with us all, amen. And on this day also of the year of 121 AM, the righteous Holy Father Ambassador Severian, Bishop of Gabala in Greece, departed. This saint was well educated in many subjects. After the departure of his parents, who left him a great wealth, he built a guest house for the strangers, the poor and the afflicted. He distributed the rest of his money to the poor and the needy. When it was reported to Emperor Honorius, he was pleased. He invited Severian and asked him to stay with him in the palace. When Severian saw that everyone honored him, he worried about losing his labor. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and commanded him to go to the city of Gabala. There he dwelled in a monastery healed by the saintly monk. Emperor Theodosius has another monastery renovated for him to live in. He became a comfort for many souls, and he continued to teach and instruct the monks until they became saints like angels. God performed many wonders and miracles at his hands. The daughter of the governor of Gabala had an evil spirit dwelling in her, and he casted that evil spirit off her. He wrote many valuable discourses, homilies, and sermons which still exist in the church books till now. When he grew old, reaching the age of 100 years, the angel of the Lord appeared to him and informed him of the day of his departure from this world. He commanded his people and then departed in peace. The blessing of his prayers be with us and all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen.
Yeah.